Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Davis on the catch out on the three-point line. 5 on the clock. Fires. Got another one. Davis with 12 in the period now.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Sound courtesy of ESPN. Who would have thought that when LeBron James returns to the Lakers lineup, Anthony Davis will be the third best player on the team? LeBron, obviously the best, like all-time leading scorer in Lakers history. Right. And in second, Stone Cold Austin Reeves, because Austin Reeves said so. Austin 316 says, yes, he's awesome. Austin 316 says, we're going to be in the play-in tournament. We ain't missing the playoffs this year. 25 points for Austin Reeves. Given quotes after the last game about how, like, yeah, like, I've been studying it, like Trae Young and James Harden get to the line as much as possible. Is he actually good? I don't know. I'm just happy that the Lakers are relevant. I just think the NBA is more fun. The playoffs will be more fun if the Lakers end up getting there. So the Lakers win last night, beat the Phoenix Suns. Monty Williams is praying at night. Like, can we please get our guy back? Please, please. We need him. Need
Kevin Durant. Get away from Scott Foster too. Would be great. Just have him stop reffing those games. Jeez.
The NBA, like, feel like some NBA teams are really unhappy with referees last night. Trae Young making comments about the officiating last night.
Yeah, Van Fleet from a couple weeks ago. Yeah, Monty Williams, obviously, when they played Giannis.
Yep. The Van Fleet one was really good, where he said the referee's name. Like, yeah, look, this guy hates me. You can find me. Well, he sucks.
You saw that ref got demoted, too. He, like, got some of his assignments taken away. That happened this week. Good. Ben Taylor. I say Ben Taylor. I think that's a golfer, actually. Isn't there a golfer named Ben Taylor? What's the ref's name?
I think Ben Taylor used to play, like, second base for the Oakland Athletics also.
I think Ben Taylor is a golfer. Whatever the name of the ref is, other generically named Ben.
Sure.
Whatever.
Oh, Ben Taylor. Or Ben Griffin. Ben Taylor.
Ben Griffin's the golfer. Okay. Whatever. Oh, he's the ref too. So he's both a ref and a golfer. Ben Taylor.
Okay, great. Benjamin. He sucks at everything, apparently.
Benny T.
Anyway, so the Lakers right now, if the season ended today, would be in the play-in tournament. They would be the 10 seed. And a lot of time left. LeBron's apparently going to be back for the final, like, 3 to 5 games of the regular season. We will see. And Ken, the Memphis Grizzlies kind of await as the very likely 2 seed in the Western Conference, kind of how this is going to shake out, who they're going to end up playing in the first round of the playoffs. So I'm going to give you 3 options. I'm leaving Oklahoma City out. Maybe I shouldn't, but I'm going to, because it's more fun if they're not included. Out of these 3 teams, who do you think Memphis most wants to play and least wants to play? The Minnesota Timberwolves went to 7 last year in the first round. Memphis ended up winning that series. Very entertaining series. The Dallas Mavericks, presumably with both Luka and Kyrie on the court at the same time. Or the Los Angeles Lakers, potentially, with LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and, of course, Stone Cold Austin Reeves.
Knowing the Grizzlies, I think they would pick the Lakers every time. And I think there's 2 parts to that. I think one is, like, Lakers team is super fragile. Is Anthony Davis playing in every game? How would we have any idea? Is LeBron going to play in every game? The longer the series goes, are either of those players going to be at 100%, going to be playing to maximum effectiveness? Also, the Grizzlies are this team that like seeks out every perceived slight or rivalry and wants to magnify it. And like their rivalry with the Warriors, I say rivalry, like it's not one. The Warriors have won everything and the Grizzlies have won nothing. But like they don't like each other. It is a rivalry in that they don't like each other. It's a feud. Grizzlies, Lakers, it's not there yet. But like that was the game where Shannon Sharp was courtside and T. Morant was getting in his face and they had like that huge comeback. They played a couple memorable games this season. I think the Grizzlies would pick the Lakers every time. Even if that like wasn't the best matchup like on court wise, I feel like they would just pick the Lakers. Because they'd be like, well, we want to go with LeBron. Like, be the best, you gotta beat the best. They would just come up with a bunch of cliches like that, probably.
What would you do if it were Memphis and the Lakers? Which is like a very feasible matchup in the first round.
Yeah. I mean, Memphis would be favored, but I mean, I'm really bad at the Western Conference prices today.
Why?
I don't know how big any favorite should be over anybody. Maybe that means they're all small because all the teams have such similar records and such similar stats. If Memphis has home court, they're favored. I don't know by how much.
150.
Maybe it's like that. Maybe like that Suns series a couple of years ago. But Memphis isn't as good as Phoenix was. So like, yeah, like -180, Lakers 150, -200, Lakers 160. Is it more than that?
Weren't the Lakers favored in that series against the Suns, that 2-7 matchup?
I remember that the pricing was like 160, 140 at open, but I don't remember who was favored. Maybe the Lakers were favored.
I thought the Lakers were favored in that series. And like, we bet them after they lost game one, then they won game two and three. And then Anthony Davis got hurt. And that was that.
Everybody was clowning Jay Crowder when he was trying to guard LeBron, when they thought they had the series like totally wrapped up. And then Anthony Davis got hurt on Sunday. And that was the end of that, which again, like, why can't that happen in this Memphis series, man? My ability to come up with Western Conference playoff series prices, like I'm saying numbers, maybe it seems like these are feasible or they make sense. I don't know if I'm close on any of these. Would anybody be a big favorite over anybody? Like, what's Dallas against these teams? Because there's a part of me that's like, well, Dallas stinks. And then there's another part that's like, people aren't going to want to bet Luka in a playoff series against like all of these teams, basically. So now I don't know. Now I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't. What do you think Grizzlies Lakers would be?
Memphis 150, Lakers +130.
I think we're like low on Memphis with these. I don't know.
Well, I'm just thinking like I would want to bet the Lakers if it were something like bigger than that.
Yeah, but like they're not very good. That's the problem. So,
and listen, this is where I'm wrong probably, and that's okay because I don't care. I want to bet on LeBron as an underdog against Memphis. And look, that could be like, really, I know that there are really smart bettors that listen to our show and are probably like, well, you idiot, you're going to lose. And to that I say,
guy wins every time. Is it really that dumb?
To that I say, great.
Right.
Okay. I want to make the bet because that's what I want to do. And that's who I want to root for. So like Lakers plus like 150. Also like to your point, if it's Mavs like +150 against the Grizzlies like with Gilbert Arenas and the Memphis Grizzlies here, yeah, like right. Oh, give me Dallas.
I just and I have the Western Conference odds are on our screen right now, and I'm like trying to almost extrapolate like what the pricing would be, I guess. But part of that's like the path, and part of it's just it's not tethered to anything that makes a lot of sense. Where like the Mavs and the Lakers are both 14 to win the West. The Kings are 20, which kind of gives you like an idea. Like, I wonder if you could extrapolate that to mean that if the Mavs or the Lakers visited the Kings in the first round, if it would be like a pick kind of a series because of the home court being built in to the market. Like, is that?
No way.
Just by these odds. That's all I'm doing. I'm not doing it like what I think. I'm just basing it off of this, basically. Well, because with home court, like obviously on a neutral court, that implies that those teams would be favored, kind of. If you do this exercise, it doesn't mean it has to be that way, but
you're maybe right.
So home court's in, like, what is it, like Mavs minus? I got it. But like, then what would happen if you open a market that's like Luka -130, Luka -130 against Sacramento? What do you think's gonna happen?
Or the Lakers with LeBron
against the Kings, Sacramento Queens. Write it down. I don't know. I all the pricing in these conferences, I'm like flummoxed by. I feel like I can't come up with numbers that I'm really confident in. That's what's going to make it so fun, though. And maybe we'll end up betting on. We usually don't bet a lot of playoff series because they say, oh, like, well, what are the Warriors against the 8 seed? Ah, -25,000. Like, I don't think I'm good on that one. I think we'll pass next one, blank. We're doing our exercise, but we might have some like some blood. Maybe like blood this, because we're having like a bunch of bettable markets, I think, with how all these cross matches are going to go.
It's in blood. This tweet from LeBron is really great. He can't, like, he whether or not he's the best or second best player ever is immaterial. Like, he can't help himself.
Nope.
Quote, there wasn't an evaluation today, because there have been rumors that LeBron, like, when he's going to come back. There wasn't an evaluation today, and there hasn't been any target date for my return. I'm just working around the clock every day, open parentheses, 3 times a day. Can't gotta sneak that in there.
Yeah,
I
have
work
to be
out
in there.
I work out three times a day.
3 times a day. So you know it's good.
Okay, you know what, man? I'd like to make like $100 million and my job would be like to work out, like to be in shape. That would be great.
I don't know, you'd hurt your back again though, right? Like, I don't think you'd be able to work out three times a day.
Well, but what's the workout? Like, do like a cardio 3 times a day, some push-ups, some pull-ups. I can do that
3 times a day. Yeah, you'd be like a gerbil. You'd be bored, you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty bored doing it once a day.
Right. If you're rich enough, is there a can they put a new nerve in your back? Is that okay? Is that allowed to happen? Like, go to Germany, get the procedure done?
I think I just prefer to remain inert as opposed to any of these other outcomes.
I play Super Mario Odyssey every day, 3 times a day.
Yeah, three times. I'm sure there are other people out there who are like, well, yeah. I do X 3 times a day. We can't say any of those things on the air because it's a family friendly show. I guess we don't have time to do it moved for college hoops. We can do it at some point later.
With no music, should I give you some updates? There's like stuff actually moved. Sure. That's why it's fun. We don't have to do the total.
Jake, do you have the bed, just like the It Moved bed? And if you do, just play it. And if not, we can do it dry. Go ahead.
FAU Tennessee got down as low as Tennessee 4.5 this morning. So like a bunch of money on Florida Atlantic over the last 24 hours. That's back up to 5. But that's still less than it was at open. The interest has been in Florida Atlantic seemingly so far. Michigan State's holding as a favorite despite being awful at basketball, and this is quite concerning. They're 1 in the early game against Kansas State. I'm doing rotation order, so this is not chronological. UConn. I can't wait for this game because I have not one clue what's going to happen, and anything's possible. UConn down to 3.5 now, so Arkansas took some money pretty recently, actually, because that was like 4.5 yesterday. And then something that really pains me to report. Really, really pains me to report. There is interest in the betting market in Gonzaga. UCLA is down to 1, and the ones in a couple places are juiced toward Gonzaga. So it is at least possible that by the time this game starts, which is in about 5 hours, 5.5 hours, that this game could be a pick when it goes off. And I need UCLA for my lungs from a future standpoint. So, you know, this is going to be pretty tough. So just to give some updates, Tennessee 5. Michigan State, still a favorite against K-State. That's the first game at MSG. And then the 2 West games from Vegas, UConn down to 3.5 against Arkansas. I think has a chance to be like the game of the tournament. And then UCLA, apparently everybody thinks this is going to be the game of the tournament. UCLA 1 against 87-year-old Drew Timmy and Gonzaga.
And that was that edition. That was whatever. That was it moved. And it was really awesome. Hour 1 done. Hour 2 for you coming up on the other side. We'll talk with Sam Panayotovich. We'll talk NFL free agency. But Brad Evans kicks us off next. Bets for the Sweet 16 rounds of the tournament.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.